Today, I'm seeing the world through the eyes of Val Schaefer.
Hello!
Val will be 82 next week. She wears a pink shirt and a necklace with a charm shaped like a flip-flop. And she might just be the happiest lady on Earth. Or at least in Avalon.
What is my title?
We walk over to a table where a few of her friends are sitting.
The ambassador of happiness has arrived.
Yep, the ambassador of happiness. That's Val. At least, according to the local newspaper. They ran a story about her winning an award for all her volunteer work a few months ago, and the nickname kind of stuck.
Well, go ahead and eat. We're just
cruising around
town. Goodbye.
So it's informal.
It's informal. I mean, I don't have a crown or anything.
Crown or no crown, the title seems to suit her.
I think because I smile most of the time. I think that's what people see. And I don't know what I'm smiling at. Maybe I'm crazy.
After spending some time with her, I can tell you, Val isn't crazy. She's just relentlessly sunny.
I just love the small town atmosphere. You see everybody every day. And, you know, most, probably 99.99% you like.
And maybe it's because I'm from Seattle, but sometimes all that sunshine, I start looking for shade.
Who don't you like?
I haven't really met anybody I don't like. It's just a wonderful place.
I don't buy it. Who's this happy all the time?
That is so funny.
I keep looking for something under the surface. I try a different tactic, and it's kind of a stretch.
The idea of having a totally neat house and then cupboards that are a little messy, is that possible that you could look at that as a metaphor for the idea of living your life in a really positive way and sort of putting the stuff you don't like in the closet? Is that...
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. I don't know if that would be... I don't know. But that's an interesting way to look at it. But I do like order, and I like, you know, you'd be...
Yeah, so that move didn't really work either.
But the cupboard, sometimes they just have too many things. So that's when I love when I can give something away.
Val grew up just across the ocean. She went to Redondo High School, had the 1950s SoCal teenage life, dances, football games. She was a popular girl.
Yes, I was popular, and I don't like studying very well, but I sure liked the fun part of activities.
Val loved high school. She married her high school sweetheart. By the time she was 23, they had 4 kids, 2 girls, 2 boys, and she loved being a mom. Her kids grew up and moved out of the house. And this is the part she doesn't like to talk about, because one day in 1984, she learned that her son Johnny had been killed. He was only 26.
He was murdered in Los Angeles. You know, he was selling a truck, and somebody decided they'd rather take it than pay for it.
And that wasn't the only blow. Things changed with her husband.
We grieved differently.
So they separated, then divorced. But to this day, she says she still loves him.
Which is so dumb, but that's how it is.
I try to wrap my mind around this smiling woman in front of me, try to picture her grieving, but it's hard. It all happened so long ago. It's almost like another lifetime.
What's the anniversary of his death?
On November 7th. So, but I've gotten so that date sometimes passes by. It didn't for a long time, but all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, because sometimes I don't know what day it is here.
All right. So are we going to
drive
this guy around?
Yeah.
I haven't been in one of these yet.
Yeah, good.
Val offers to give me a ride in her golf cart, a little tour of her realm.
So we're driving up the street.
13 years ago, she retired. She bought a place in Avalon and settled in.
You know, you put your toes in the sand and you feel 16 here, so. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Johnny.
Sitting next to her, it's easy to imagine Val as a teenager, the SoCal high school girl.
But if you want to know what I'm looking for in a man, would you like to know that?
I would love to know that.
Rich, childless widower, Christian golfer, handyman, tall. And you know, he's hard to find.
We turn up a winding road that leads up into the hills.
I just, there's so many times that I'll find something in the house. The other day there was an orchid, and actually it was the mayor had brought it.
The mayor broke into her house to deliver an orchid.
Man, how can you not be happy if you live in a place where people break into your house to leave you flowers?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that something?
I mean, becoming less of a mystery. I think I'm getting it.
I ask her how she defines happiness.
That's a deep question, and I'm not that deep.
I don't believe that.
No, I'm not. I just happiness just comes about.
We get to a lookout. You can see the whole town from here, a harbor full of boats, colorful little houses in rows. It's like a postcard.
Oh, wow.
Maybe Val's kind of rubbing off on me. It takes my breath away.
How much closer do you think you can get to paradise?
I know. Pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah. Will you take a picture with me up here?
Yes.
A little selfie?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get on that side so I can hold it.
Okay.
In the picture, the town of Avalon is lit up behind us like a photo booth backdrop. I'm squinting in the bright sun, and Val is beaming.
This is so cool. Thank you for taking me up here.
Oh, I'm glad to.
For the Transom Traveling Workshop on Catalina Island, I'm Julia Drachman.